Hello, this is Tom.
Hey, Tom, this is Julian with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Hey, we spoke a couple days ago very briefly. I think you were in the middle of a meeting or something. I believe you mentioned that you have a potential financing need, so I just wanted to touch base with you. We have you guys pre-approved based on your relationship with U.S. Bank. We sort of operate in the same network. So I just wanted to follow up, see if there's anything we can help you with.
Well, let me ask you, how do you guys have your payback schedules? How does that work?
Yeah, so the working capital, it's short-term, typically anywhere from 3 months to 24 months, with daily, weekly, or monthly payments. And we, you know, you have the amount you borrow, then you have a payback. So there's no, like, it's pretty cut and dry, the amount of interest you're paying. It's not like revolving interest or compounding interest. It's simple interest. Have you done working capital financing before?
No. I mean, I have with just kind of equity lines, but not like this. What does the rate end up being, work out to be?
Well, it depends. There's not just one rate with one program. We have a wide range of programs, actually, for people with, you know, credit tiers A through D. Every industry is different, too. Some industries aren't doing so well, so it's going to be higher risk associated with it. Some are doing better. Like construction, for example, would be a lower interest rate right now in many areas just because it's a lower risk sort of industry. It'd be a challenge to give you a rate over the phone without having, like, the application and all the financials and stuff like that. But I can kind of give you some ideas. Let's see, a couple weeks ago.
Last time I looked at it, it ended up being like a 25% rate when you really figured it out.
When you convert to APR?
Yeah.
Some of them are. It really depends. The higher risk ones, yeah, it can get a little expensive. But I had a customer do $100K over 6 months. He paid $5K in interest. So you would, if you converted that to APR, it would come out to like 10%. So this is unsecured cash. It's not secured by your home or any assets or anything like that. It's not secured by your bank account. Like, you know, you might have a line of credit with your bank. They're typically going to get you the lowest interest rate because it's secured by your checking account, right? This is totally unsecured, so it's a little more expensive. So there has to be like a good opportunity to use it or a good need to put it to use. You know what I mean? So
right.
Like if you have an opportunity to purchase materials in bulk where you save 25%, you know, even if you're paying 10% in interest, you're still making 15% because you get that special discount. You know what I mean?
Right. So your terms are like 6 months?
They're generally short term, anywhere from 3 months actually up to 24 months. We have 36-month programs. They're not as common though. It's a little harder to get approved for those. But my average customer does anywhere, I would say, from 9 to like 15 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's not meant to be used like long term. It's typically meant for like some sort of special project or an opportunity for materials, like I mentioned, or you know, home renovations or something like that can be used for as well. So like, not sure exactly what you do. I'm sure it seems like construction sort of industry you're in.
Yeah, so I'm a builder and developer. So where it could be help us is if we bought a lot with it. Okay, but then it gets us in to get the lot, and then we got to try and pre-sell on it, you know? But if we don't pre-sell, then we're kind of screwed because then we got to pay it back, and we don't really have a loan to pay it back with. If we pre-sell on it, we're fine. So it's kind of a gamble for us.
I actually have a customer in real estate industry. We don't do like real estate lending, but so he flips houses. So he actually used one of our working capital programs to renovate. So he had like a kind of a 6 month turnaround time for the renovations, flipped the house, mm-hmm. made a profit. Even though he paid a little bit on interest, he still made money on top of that, of course. So just to give you like some ideas, is there like a dollar amount that you're looking for right now, Tom? Or
no, I think I'm going to pass right now. I've got your name and number. If I run across something and I need it, I'll give you a call, okay?
Yeah, that'd be great. I think I sent you an email. Do you remember getting it, or do you want me to send you another one real quick?
Send me another one so that I...
Okay, cool. I'll make sure to specify my... I'll make sure to specify my contact info. If a good opportunity comes up, feel free to let me know. I'll be happy to help you. I'll probably give you a call like early next year just to say hello. Would that be okay?
That's fine, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, Tom. And then, hey, we do equipment financing as well. Not sure if do you guys usually like just rent your equipment, or do you buy it, or how do you do it?
We just don't have very much equipment because we use subcontractors for most of our
Gotcha.
And they have all the equipment.
Gotcha. Okay. So sounds like the working capital would be more in line with your specific business then. Okay, cool. Well, yeah, like I said, Tom, I'm going to send you a quick email. Feel free to get in contact with me anytime, and I'll be happy to help you.
Okay. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Tom. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You gotten anything back from the tiles guys yet, Bruce?